Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter with Wake Up Church Ministries. Hope you guys are having a good Wednesday. And, of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I wish you guys all a happy Thanksgiving from my family to y'all's. And pray that you're safe and enjoying one another's company. Of course, we got to be careful, too. Tonight, I want to look at Psalms 100, 1 through 5. I'm not going to keep you guys too long tonight. I know you're probably preparing meals and maybe venture off to Walmart or other places. My wife and I, we had to go and get a few ingredients at one of our marketplaces down here, and it was busy, very busy. So I'm you guys may be off doing that and getting prepared and maybe cooking all night and all that stuff. But the Lord really laid this on my heart, Psalms 100, 1 through 5, and I want to share these verses with you. So if you have your Bibles, just turn to Psalms 100, 1 through 5. And it starts out with this: "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye not the Lord, he is God, and is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and the truth endures to all generations." Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come tonight, Lord, thanking you for another day, Lord. This year's about to wrap up, and it's Thanksgiving time. It's time to reflect on this year, to put things into perspective. Lord, I pray the many that are hurting out during this season, the ones that are homeless on the streets, children going hungry in America, don't have food on their tables. Lord, we don't know all that's going on, but we just lift it up and with a heavy heart that we never lose that desire to go out there and to be the hands and feet. Maybe it's to put food on somebody's table this year, or reach down to somebody that's on the streets that don't have a home, inviting them into our homes for Thanksgiving. Lord, I pray, Lord, you know the many that are in the hospitals and they're in this season, this flu season, and many that are hurting and they're at home trying to get better. Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. We pray that within your will and within your design, your healing power moves over their situation. Lord, I pray tonight you just guide and direct this mini sermon. Let your presence be known, not mine. Let your will be done, not mine. Direct this sermon to show your honor and your glory, and not mine. I pray those that are listening to this tonight, Lord, that something comes out of it that reaches them, that touches their heart. Maybe they're in despair right now. Maybe they just don't know what's going on and they're ready to end it all, Lord. I pray, Lord, there's a hope in you that surpasses anything this world can grasp, to a hope that endures forever and ever. Let us not lose that hope. We pray in your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, this psalm, it's a beautiful psalm. And as many of the other psalms, it's beautiful, right? And from these passages, you can really pull a lot of topics from these passages. Of course, with Thanksgiving just tomorrow, I'm going to kind of center this mini sermon, I guess, on Thanksgiving, because we should approach every day, just not one day a week, with thanks in our heart for our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what we may be going through tonight. And I was looking at, I guess, an illustration. And in this sermon illustration, there's a Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, Gary Wilburn, in 1636. Amid the darkness of the 30-year war, a German pastor, Martin Rickhart, is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year. That would have been an average of 15 a day. His parish was ravaged by war and death and economic disaster. In that heart of darkness, with the cries of fear outside his window, he sat down and wrote this table grace for his children. Now think, we all are God, with heart and hands and voices, who wonderful things have done, in whom this world rejoice, who from our mother's arms have led us on our way, with the countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Here's a man who knew Thanksgiving comes from the love of God, and not from the outward circumstances. How is it so easy, guys, to look at our situation or our outward circumstances and let them overwhelm us? The thing is, we're children of God. There's a love that is beyond our circumstances, a love that embraces and holds us in those moments where we're just falling apart. I know I've been there and still not immune from that. You know, life can come around and just knock you right in the face and you're just struggling trying to get up. What I found when that happens is to just depend on Jesus and let Him guide and direct the situation. Give it all to Him through prayer, because He understands. And thank God for that. You see, the love of our God is beyond what we can imagine. This world can't really define it. In John 3:16-18, for God so loved the world, He loved this world, right? That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says this, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. 18, he that believe on Him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already in the name of the only, because he that believe not is condemned already, because he did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, God sent His Son, and that is Jesus Christ. As Christmas is right on our heel, we all should take a moment to just realize what God did for us in that sending Jesus Christ, that little baby, down to us to grow and to start His ministry and to show that this life, we can endure this life. And of course, we know He had to die on that cross to take on the sins of the world. Of course, the original sin, but all the sins. Because we could not do it ourselves. Still can't do it ourselves. His blood had to be poured out. It had to be poured out. I always think of that old hymn, Old Rugged Cross. Man, that sometimes I'll hear that hymn and I'll just cry like a little baby just knowing the brutality of the cross and all that He had to endure just for me, for you, for us. He didn't deserve that. We did. But God loved us so much, He sent His only begotten Son. I don't know many parents that would do that, their only son or their only daughter, to experience that horrible crucifixion that He had to go through and the blood that was shed on the cross. Because of a world, and still today of a world that don't care. Even when He was on that cross, He looked down and said, Lord, forgive them, they know not what they do. Even praying for them as they killed Him. But it all had to be done. And of course we know, At that cross, you will see the amazing grace, and you will see that mercy that was poured out for you and me and us. A grace that still today just should break us to our knees, and the amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And you see grace reach down for me in that sea of darkness and abyss I was drowning in. And he reached in there and he grabbed me and pulled me out of that darkness. And that mercy just overflows. And his mercy endures forever and ever, every day. That is thanksgiving. That is giving thanks for that every day. That comfort and that peace and that joy that we have in Christ. Not because of the circumstances that we're experiencing around us. Because of what happened inside of us. We know, regardless what happens in this world, one day we will not have to experience this world anymore. We won't. And when we look at the cross, we can all be thankful for that cross. But also we should be thankful of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 4 says this, and that he was buried. And that he rose again that third day, according to the scripture. He rose. He rose from that tomb that third day. Amen, right? And I encourage you guys, just read 1 Corinthians 15. Read the whole chapter. But when you go to 1 Corinthians 15, 55, verse 57, it says this, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through Lord Jesus Christ. He conquered the grave. He conquered death. That is victory in Jesus. You know, you see the same Jesus that walked on the water. The same Jesus that healed the lame, the blind, rose the dead, cast out the demons. The same Jesus that conquered the grave. Is also the same Jesus that we praise and worship every day, that left the comfort of the Holy Spirit to come inside of us and to reside in us, to know we have the power through Jesus Christ to endure whatever challenges that we are facing. Thank God for that. We should have thanksgiving in our hearts every day. That Jesus gives us the strength as long as we get out of the way and we let him operate. To walk out in this world and be that light that he needs us to be. You see, our life should radiate that praise. Our life should radiate that thanksgiving. For God sent his Son, his only Son, to die for our sins. And he rose Jesus from the grave. And that same Jesus that said that we can do all things through him, through Christ that strengthened me and us. Is the same Jesus that lives inside of us. The Holy Spirit gives us strength when we don't think we can make it. We can keep on pushing forward because of nothing that we can do, but because of the Holy Spirit, because of the regeneration of the Holy Ghost that has changed our lives. That's thanksgiving. That hope in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that hope. Romans 8, 24 through 25 says this, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man see, why do he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 says this, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and here is which is our hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 through 5 says this, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inherit incorruptible, undefiled, that fade not away and received in heaven. See, Jesus is our hope. He is our light. That's beautiful. That hope and that lively hope. That hope that one day when this life is over, I will see Jesus as a child of God, if I persevere to the end and I walk more in the spirit and less in the flesh, and I keep pressing forward, as Paul would say, I finished the race, right? We have heaven waiting for us one day. And some of the beautiful voices, scriptures is John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. See, don't let your heart be troubled. We can look around and we can get troubled. But John says here, and ye believe in God, believe also in me. He's speaking in Jesus here. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If there were not so, I have not told you. I go to prepare you for a place for you. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. He will come again. That's our blessed hope. And receive unto myself. And there I am. There ye also will be. Trouble not. See, Jesus is preparing us a place. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But if, as is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That's beautiful. Your eyes have not seen. You haven't even seen what he has. And your ears have not heard, meaning you can't even hear what he has. And all you can dream and hope all you want, in the sense of that you can visualize how heaven is going to be. But we can't. Our imagination is not good enough for the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For his children that truly love him, that will give themselves every day to him, that will strive every day to walk more in the spirit and less in the flesh, that will strive to let that light shine when that darkness is all around them, saying, I am a follower of Jesus. I am a true disciple of Jesus. I will stand and let my light shine. I will sing my praises and hymns to him and give him thanksgiving for all of my day. I'll be like David when I mess up. Oh Lord, create in me a clean heart. Take all this wickedness out of my heart. Let me be the man that you need me to be. Let me be that man that stands when nobody else wants to stand, to raise a voice to the word of truth, to be like John the Baptist, the one crying out in the darkness, saying, repent, for time is coming. Our time is coming. Revelation 21:4-5 says this, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sit up on the throne said, behold, I made all things new. Amen, all things new. And he said unto me, that me, in this time tense, he's speaking to John, write, for these words are true and faithful. See, we serve a God that is faithful and true. He doesn't change regardless how this world wants to view that he's changed. The Bible's not out of date, it's in date. We think we become so evolved in the sense that we know better, more than the Word of God. The Word of God is true, every word that was penned in our Bibles was inspired. It has no errors. It is the true Word of God. And that we should cling to every day. I encourage you guys to memorize scripture and just have them in your mind, because that's power, right? And we should have a praise and worship on our lips every day, a thanksgiving in our hearts every day. That's important. As we're closing this out, that beginning scripture, Psalms 100:1-5, says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, and serve the Lord with goodness. Come before his presence with singing, knowing ye that the Lord is God, and is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. See, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Entering into his gates with thanksgiving, the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for God is good and true, endures to all generation. As we're having Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we're just enjoying our loved ones around us. Or maybe this Thanksgiving may look a little bit different. Maybe you're home. It doesn't hurt to pick up the phone call and call somebody and tell them you love them, to tell them about Jesus. Tell them of what the change. Tell them how beautiful it is to be a child of God and how to have that Thanksgiving on your heart just all year long, and about the love of our God and the mercy and that grace that overflows at the cross, at the resurrection, and that Holy Spirit that comes to live inside of us, that change. How beautiful that is. That is to make a joyful noise all the time. That is to serve God with everything you got, with every breath that you have. See, we are His people. We are His sheep of His pasture. And we should enter the gates with thanksgiving. And we enter those gates and we go into His courts with praise and being thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. Hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be His name. He's a holy God. He deserves our praise every day. Every day. And to cling to that hope in Jesus. We should be thankful for that hope in Jesus. We should cling to the promise that one day all the pain in this life, all the sorrow and the crying, there will be no more. All these will pass and we will be there with Jesus. And we will be in such beautiful rest, peace, and joy. That's such a beautiful thing. I love you guys. And I wish all you guys a happy Thanksgiving from my heart to your heart. And if you guys have any questions, please just hit me up on this website. And I'll do my best to try to answer the questions. I know in this day and age, many churches are straying from the truth and being pressed by the Holy Spirit to start this website almost a year ago, to try to reach out whoever I could reach out there to be just an extension of reaching people from other states or whatever, or that one person that may just click on the website. If one person's influence is all that matters, if one soul is touched and motivated and encouraged or even saved through the, not because of the website, but through the Holy Spirit that encouraged me to do this and to reach out to those around us, it will be all worth it. As you guys bow with me, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come tonight, Lord, we thank you for the blessing, the opportunity, Lord, just to see another year go by. I pray, Lord, that you know many are hurting with this pandemic. You know the pain and the sorrow. You know many that have maybe contemplating taking their lives this Thanksgiving and Christmas, Lord. Lord, I pray you send somebody over there or through some source, Lord, through maybe a Christian radio station, maybe a church in the area, maybe just a song, wherever it may to turn. It's just maybe a knock on the door from a neighbor that is reaching out to them in their time of need, their time of sorrow and depression, anxiety that has increased exponentially this year. It breaks my heart to see them numbers that are God, Lord, we pray over them. Lord, we pray over the ones that are sick. We pray the ones fighting illness around us, Lord. We pray over their lives, Lord, and that you keep them and within your will, of course, Lord, and within your protection, Lord. Your will be done, not ours, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just be with us the rest of this week, Lord. And you keep us and protect us throughout the day, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this weekend, that we have a good weekend, and it leads into our Sunday services, and those are one having in church services, Lord, be with them, protect them, Lord. Let your spirit guide and direct them preachers, Lord, to preach the truth, regardless it may be frowned on. And the Bible teachers to proclaim the gospel and to preach the real counsel of the Bible, Lord. I pray the evangelists that are out there, Lord, they're traveling, and we pray that they stand on the word of God, not as these heretics that we have out there that are having this social gospel, this watered down version of what the gospel is. The gospel is really simple. You outlined it through your holy scripture. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.